Senior Airman Brandon Nelson. On this edition of the AFN Aviano Report, Aviano Folklore Festival, an approach to modernization. The communities of Aviano and Piancavallo are hosting their annual International Folklore Festival, a month-long celebration of cultures and traditions from around the world. Airmen are encouraged to attend and participate in the festival to connect with the local community and learn about the rich cultural heritage of Italians and other visiting nations.
This year marks the 56th edition of Aviano's annual International Folklore Festival. Groups from around the globe will gather in Aviano to showcase their country's heritage and history through song, dance, food, and music. Countries participating in this year's festivities include Georgia, Slovakia, Colombia, Mexico, and Italy. Colonel Bo Deers, 31st Fighter Wing Deputy Commander, shares what to expect at this year's event.
Just north of the base here is the 56th edition of the International Folklore Festival. Each country comes down and they do a certain thing that relates to their country. They sing, there's a parade, they got food and drinks out there, and you can watch the bands go by and the singers. It was really fun last year.
Deers also emphasizes that participating in local events helps foster strong relationships with the Italian community. I'm Senior Airman Jenna Bond, AFN News.
Approach to modernization. With your Air Force News, I'm Staff Sergeant Saomi Sabornim. Secretary of the Air Force, Frank Kendall, discussed the Department of the Air Force's approach to modernization and the importance of staying ahead of the curve with technology and innovation during his Life Cycle Industry Day's keynote address. His overarching topics included engineering management, space security, developing new aircraft and air defense systems, partnerships with allies and industry partners, and budget allocations. He also emphasized the importance of modernizing the nuclear force and staying competitive in the face of evolving threats. Pivoting to uniformed and civilian airmen, Kendall says the force is going to need more people who are as proficient as possible and have a good set of experience for effective management and to create a competitive ecosystem. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviano Report. I'm Senior Airman Brandon Nelson.